This is Twit.
Big story in my world, probably not in anybody else's world, but Joe Rogan, who is widely considered to be kind of far and away the most successful podcaster of all time, he claims 190 million downloads a month.
Good Lord.
We might get that in 3 years, literally. So that's an awful lot, if I do my math correctly. Yeah, that would take us 3 years. So he says every month he has made a deal with Spotify, which, of course, is it looks like it's trying to corner the podcast market. They've spent, they said they would spend $500 million. They bought Gimlet Media, a big podcast maker. They bought Anchor. They bought Ringer. They've been buying up podcast networks, and they must have paid. I have to think that they paid Joe Rogan a significant amount of money.
$100 million.
That would be. That was my guess. Is that the actual number?
That's what Wall Street Journal says.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, Joe Rogan is the PewDiePie of podcasting.
Yes, that's a perfect example.
Controversial, a bit of a jerk.
He's a former wrestler. He, you know, the most successful podcasters both were on the Man Show. and Adam Carolla both, and Jimmy Kimmel, all three of them came from the Man Show. So there, I should have been on the Man Show instead of Tech TV. I made a mistake. So all 11 years of the Joe Rogan podcast will be on the Spotify service September 1st. And at some point before the end of the year, this is the big deal, they will be exclusive to it. And that's what I think is going to be very telling. This is like Howard Stern going to XM.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And, except Howard made 5 times more money, but still, $100 million ain't bad. I'd take it.
Howard wouldn't sneeze at that, yeah.
Yeah.
Nor would you.
It's a multi-year licensing agreement. The amount of time cannot be learned, according to the Journal. They're saying it will likely be worth more than $100 million, so they're making it up. But that was actually the number that came to mind as well. It's certainly worth that. And here's why. And this was my concern from day one with Spotify getting into podcasting. I was worried that they said, oh, no, don't worry, we're not going to make it exclusive. But as soon as it's exclusive, then they know more about every single Joe Rogan listener because you don't have to pay for it, but you have to be a subscriber, which means they probably have a credit card. They certainly know who you are. They have your email address. And more importantly, you have to listen in the app, which means they'll know exactly how often you listen. We'll know if that $190 million a month is real.
They can tell their advertisers beats what any other podcaster can tell their advertisers.
And I know this is a problem for all digital media because everybody who's not Facebook and Google lives in the world where Facebook and Google can tell advertisers everything they ever want to know about the people who are seeing the ads. And advertisers love that. They gobble it up. Whether that's valuable or not, we've just debated many times. But it's going to hurt. I think it's going to hurt RSS podcasting, real traditional podcasting, because RSS, there's no way we can gather information on you. We're on a million different platforms. It's just a stream. Same thing with your podcast, Stacey. You know that. You can't really tell about who's listening. The best you can do is see the download and know that somebody downloaded it.
Apple has stats.
Yeah, but those are only good if you listen in iTunes in an Apple device, right?
Right. And most of my audience, well, a good chunk of my audience does not.
Right. Almost half of ours does not.
Yeah.
So, and that's I want to keep it that way. In fact, I was mad when Apple did this. Now what it really is going to be is Spotify is going to kill the ad market, or it's going to hurt anyway, the ad market for RSS podcasts.
Well, what you need to do is establish a newsletter and a virtual event business.
Oh, you are so smart. I should have thought of that.